Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 12th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 102 points, 0.9%. It closed at 11,518. Alcoa stock fell 2.4%. They had a quarterly profits report today. It disappointed many analysts. As goes aluminum, so goes the economy, some say. The S&P 500 gained 11 points, about a percent. NASDAQ Composite up 21 points, 0.8%. The 10-year bond yield rose to 2.21%. Wondering to whom you could send a letter of gratitude for boosting your 401k plan today? His name is Barroso, José Manuel Barroso, the current president of the European Commission. Some investors feel he made the world a safer place by saying today the time is over for piecemeal approaches to Europe's financial crisis. He signaled that Europe could use borrowing to boost its rescue fund into the trillions of dollars. He also said European banks need to bulk up now with extra capital, and for the time being, bank shareholders should stop getting dividends. Meanwhile, the biggest employer in America is seeing a sustained pickup in sales. It is Walmart, which told financial analysts today that same-store sales are up for 3 months in a row after a long slump. Walmart stock rose about 0.9% today. Retail strategist John Champion is at Kurt Salmon Associates.
They have certainly been nibbled at by the dollar stores and other formats in retailing over the past year or so. And they put a real focus on trying to get back to core values of low price, and that's been their messaging, and I think that messaging has taken hold. Retail in general has done reasonably well, I think, over the past year, and Walmart is certainly sharing in some of that return.
How did they go a bit astray, do you think? What were they not doing right during the poorer months?
I think Walmart mixed their message to consumers. For a long, long time, they were known, and they promoted themselves as being the low-price leader. They tried some different experiments in terms of fashion assortments and different assortments. As you recall, a couple of years ago, they took some brands off the shelf, and I think the consumer penalized them for that. And they're going back to having a broad assortment at great value prices, and they're getting recognition in the marketplace for that.
One of the other things that Walmart officials told the analysts was that they're going to try to cut another $2 billion in costs. How are they going to do that?
Certainly $2 billion seems like an insurmountable number for many people, but if you think about the scale of Walmart, I think that's very achievable. Some of it will come out of cost of goods, but some of it will probably come out of better efficiencies in operating the business.
Retail strategist John Champion. An accurate rendering of the modern American landscape is even more likely to include a Walmart sign. The company today said it wants to open as many as 150 new stores in the United States during this accounting year. Now time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Things are not well in the capital of Pennsylvania. Harrisburg is now officially bankrupt, crushed by debt and the threat of some expensive lawsuits. It borrowed a lot of money to build an incinerator that it can't pay back. Cities don't often go Chapter 9, but Harrisburg is the third municipality this year to file for protection from creditors. We take this as a sign that while the markets may be up, local economies are still suffering badly. You can read more about how America's cities are faring and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.